In agricultural news, U.S. ag exports set an all-time record for the 6 months ending April 1st, with $74.9 billion in overseas sales, up a dramatic 26.9% over the same period last year. A major factor was the weaker dollar that made U.S. products more competitive, supported by appreciation of China's yuan by 2%. Sales to China grew to $15.1 billion, up 41.6%, and now account for one-fifth of all agricultural exports, three times the share of a decade ago. Canada and Mexico were still the second and third most important export destinations in the six-month period, although U.S.-Canadian sales were comparatively low, increasing by only 8.7% in value to $8.6 billion. Sales to Mexico were up nearly 20%. House Agriculture Committee staff have postponed a number of hearings aimed at identifying potential savings at USDA in anticipation of being required to do so later as a result of agreements reached by Vice President Joe Biden and congressional leaders regarding an increase in the federal debt ceiling. The first effort to do that was supposed to start today with an examination of conservation programs. The UN's food agency today says that world cereals output in 2011 will be lower than expected, with adverse weather hitting European and U.S. crops, while output will undershoot consumption this year, keeping prices volatile. The FAO has cut its forecast of world cereals output to 2.302 billion tons in 2011 from an earlier estimate of 2.315 billion tons, driven by an official cut in U.S. corn forecast and lower wheat and barley crops expected in the European Union. China officials today say that the PRC's surging inflation should rise again this month after flooding damaged crops and pushed up food costs. A statement from the National Development and Reform Commission says the estimate is that the overall price increase in June will be higher than May. It gave no specific June target. The agency says that floods in eastern and southern China that damaged crops were partly to blame. The May price rises were driven by an 11.7% jump in food costs. G20 farm ministers wrangled over France's proposals to tighten regulation of commodity markets and set up emergency reserves at a summit today as the group seeks to tackle soaring and volatile food prices. Paris has made tougher commodity trading rules a priority of its 2011 presidency of the Group of 20. President Nicolas Sarkozy has blamed speculators for food price inflation. Sarkozy warned that a failure to adopt concrete measures to tame surging staple food prices before the summit concludes on Thursday could give way to more riots in northern Africa and the Middle East. Nine states are challenging the EPA's use of its tailoring rule to regulate greenhouse gas emissions through the Clean Air Act. The states have asked the court to order EPA to vacate the rule. EPA created the tailoring rule that regulates emissions from facilities that emit more than 75,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions in a year. The lawsuit was filed by Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott and joined by North Dakota, Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, Mississippi, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Virginia. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.